hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. You can actually go there and create the content as well. So the stuff you see on the front page was all put there by listeners like you. So thank you to those of you who are participating and have participated in making our website a valuable place to go, not just for us, but also for you to find out what other Free Talk Live listeners think are interesting news items or blog posts or YouTube videos. Whatever link you want to post up there on our site, you can do that. You do have to have a free Reddit account and free Free Talk Live account. You link the two accounts together in a very short, simple process, and it's a lot of fun. So go there, freetalklive.com. We go and continue with your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, 11 Alleged Hypocrisies by Salon.com against libertarians. We'll get to that. But first, we've got Kurt. He is on the line in Michigan via Skype. Hello, Kurt.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Welcome, sir. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be heard.
I heard you're coming to New Hampshire soon.
Yeah, I'm going to come out next week.
For a visit.
Stay for a few days, yeah. I got the opportunity to take a few days off. It has been 6 months since I've taken a vacation, so I figured I'd take a day to drive out, spend 4 days, take a day to drive back.
Cool, man. That's not why you were calling tonight, but what was your reason for calling?
Well, one thing I want to say is that, you know, I agree with you guys 90% of the time. I mean, you know that. I've met you all, and I like you all, and even more importantly than that, I respect you all for your contributions to liberty. So I want to make the point that I only call when I disagree with something.
Yeah, it makes for better radio anyway, Kurt.
It does. It does. And I was actually thinking about not making this call until I heard three words that one of your guests in Texas said. He was represented, I believe, the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, and he said, truth over comfort. And I knew at that point that I had to make this call. So okay. My question is, why do so many ostensibly liberty-minded individuals do mental gymnastics and contort liberty 180 degrees to arrive at a feel-good conclusion?
Which case? I mean, it's done. Well, certainly, it's done. But
well, in my calls to Free Talk Live, you know, sometimes I advocate positions that are not as popular in regards to, say, animal rights or children's rights. And I base my conclusions on base liberty tenets. And I feel that sometimes the arguments made are in direct conflict with base liberty tenets, especially in regards to children's rights and their right to an upbringing.
Well, are you saying that this is the case with the expression truth over comfort?
I'm saying that in some regards, people are picking comfort over truth.
Okay.
Insofar as even on this show itself, in conversations with me, I've had birth equated to a crime against the person who is born for which recompense is required.
Yeah, I think that was with a caller, wasn't it?
Well, that was also with Stephanie, and who's not there to defend herself. And there, you know, you're kind of like that with animal rights.
No, I am. I do believe that you know, that animals do have rights. You're right.
But I believe that is in direct contravention to base liberty tenets.
Well, that may or may not be true, but you're simply going to have to show me. I don't believe right. that I'm picking truth over comfort, or comfort over truth at that point. I believe, in fact, that I have come to this conclusion from the other side. I was of the opinion at one point animals didn't have rights. But the question is, to me, is how does one go about claiming rights? Who has rights?
Well, is it not a base liberty tenet that each right-bearing entity has the same level of rights, and that one right-bearing entity or group cannot decide the level of rights for any other right-bearing entity or group?
I don't know if that's a base liberty tenet or not. I mean, it sounds pretty good.
Well, I mean, you'd think it would be. I mean, I can't, as a group or a person, say, Mark, this is the level of rights that you have, and you'll just have to deal with that.
I think to some extent you've got the rights you can that you claim for yourself that you can defend. Rights are negative; they come from the inside. That when you give up, you know, self-actualization, which many domestic animals do, that you also give up many of your rights.
You know, the only tenet that I subscribe to in terms of liberty, it comes down to one. I only have one, and that is to minimize aggression. Period. Done. Over. That's it. Minimize aggression.
And that is what?
Minimize aggression.
Not aggression.
Not necessarily
minimize
not
aggression.
But minimize aggression. I mean, yes, I would like to see everyone adhere to the non-aggression principle. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, I just think in terms of whenever a question arises, well, what's the minimum on aggression? It just it always comes back to that, you know. So if we're talking about animals having rights, well,
right,
how do we minimize aggression? You know.
Well, is it aggression against animals? Because can you aggress against a non-right-bearing entity?
Pretty clearly, it's aggression against animals when you know you're cutting them up and eating them. You know, if you were to do that to a human being, I think if you were to do that to a human being, you would very clearly say that was aggression. Now, whether or not you can say that other human beings can't do this, can't eat animals, that's a different question.
Well, I'd like to just throw in here before you guys go on that I don't think animals have rights. I think that rights are a uniquely human concept that we have, because the theory about rights is that you have to agree with other people that they exist. Otherwise, they don't exist at all. It's just an idea. It's just an
agreement.
Why do you
have to agree with
other people? Well, otherwise they won't respect your rights if they don't agree with your rights.
Well, that much is true.
My point being that animals don't have rights, but that doesn't mean I don't support them being treated nicely, and that animals shouldn't be respected, and that they shouldn't be considered to be, are, you know, very, very similar to human beings and treated well.
My idea of rights is centered around self-awareness and whether or not
and reciprocation
whether
as
or
well.
Not whether or not a being
that's
can claim,
the key is reciprocation.
Well, true, but I also think whether or not a being can actually claim to have rights.
Well, but you have to have, in order to be able to reciprocate, you have to have knowledge. So I mean, being a prerequisite of that, I think reciprocation covers it.
Well, now just hold on a second. You know, just because the dolphin can't speak to you doesn't mean the dolphin wouldn't like the idea of rights when presented it in its own language. So I don't think
this is the problem I have, Kurt, is there's things out there called hybrids, right? This is what, a donkey and a horse have a mate, you know, mate and have some kind of progeny. Let's say that for a second that somehow or another humans and chimpanzees could mate and they would have a progeny. Would that progeny have rights or not?
It would depend upon its current or future ability to be able to exercise those rights.
So how does one, I mean, I don't open carry a pistol.
Can it possess property? Can it maintain property?
Animals possess property all the time. Birds make nests.
Okay.
See, this is the problem that I have, Kurt. It's not that I'm not thinking about this. I'm thinking about it a lot.
Right. I mean, what if there was just, let's go even more hypothetical, what if there was just a spontaneous mutation in a certain breed of cows where they suddenly developed intelligence? Or maybe all those cows...
But not language.
Or maybe all those... No, but I'm saying language, too. Like, all those cows that have been abducted over the years, you know, because we're always getting reports from rednecks that cows are being abducted by aliens. So the aliens come back and they return a new species of cow that can speak, and suddenly it's like, yo, don't grind me, bro. Don't grind me up. I don't want to be eaten.
Okay, but at that point, you have to understand, at that point, you are not required to feed that cow. That cow must now go out and earn its own.
Plenty of grass, bro. Plenty of grass.
Space.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? You can do that. That's what I'm saying. These are things that people can do. You can go out on your own, make your own, and, you know, have property. Animals can't do that.
So, Kurt, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You can come to Keene in another week or so. When is it you're coming here?
Wednesday through Sunday.
Next week. Okay, very cool. So we'll see you very soon. You can continue the conversation at Social Sundays in Keene. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Frequently, Johnson and Mark and myself are at that very Social Sundays. So it's one of our weekly social gatherings we do here in the Keene area as part of the Free State Project, bringing liberty-minded people together. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project coming up. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may call in and bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We just heard from Kurt in Michigan, and he is kind of an old hat at coming out to visit us here in New Hampshire. He's usually the guy behind the control board of the audio kind of the sound setup at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He does a great job and basically volunteers his time as a professional audio technician, hauls out a trailer full of equipment, sets it all up. He's an incredibly dedicated guy. I hope to have him make the move out here as part of the Free State Project sooner rather than later. In fact, hope to have you. If you love the ideas of liberty, join the Free State Project and start planning your move to come up here and be with what will be thousands, what is now over 1,000. We've got over 1,500 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project, but there are still over 15,500 people who have pledged to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and get active for liberty. We want to make that number into 20,000. So we still have some recruiting to do. We still have some sign-ups that we need to get. And that could be you. If you haven't yet signed up for the Free State Project and you really understand what freedom means, you don't have to agree with the Liberty community 100%. You just have to agree that...
Does the Liberty community agree 100%?
No. You just have to agree that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. And that's it. That's basically what the statement of intent is for the Free State Project, that you agree that that should be the maximum role of government and that you'll move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve that vision. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the project. We're here now as early movers. We'd love to have you as an early mover as well, because the early movers are really getting the ball rolling here. It's going to be amazing once we actually trigger the move at 20,000. When we hit that 20,000 number, there's then a five-year window where the 20,000 signers of the Free State Project will have to move to New Hampshire. And again, there's so much that's possible, so much we've already accomplished with just 1,500 people here. And I would dare say that of those 1,500, some of them are more active than others.
Sure.
You know, some people are still getting established. They're still kind of working. They maybe brought a family with them. So there's not, you know, you basically do what you can. Do whatever's within your purview. You don't have to be a super activist. You can just be an activist. And being an activist can mean all kinds of different things. Maybe if, you know, you don't want to go out in public view, you can write letters to the editor. You could ghostwrite letters for other people, let them sign their name to it if they want. Because, for instance, like a lot of newspapers, they'll only allow you to send one letter per month, or there's some sort of limitation on how many you can send in. But if you write another letter for somebody else and they like what you've said and they're willing to sign their name to it, then that person can get
your
work published. Yeah, so there's plenty of behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, technical know-how is very, very useful, creating websites, working on technical projects. So you don't have to be an out in the front, out in the street kind of activist. If you like politics, there's plenty of political action that you can get involved with here, and you can actually make a difference. So go to freestateproject.org, check that out as we continue here with your calls and thoughts. Corby's on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Corby, with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, have you ever heard of Sled Rock from the Flintstones?
Yeah, I remember the name.
Sled Rock.
He was a cartoon character that it was always raining on only him, like a black cloud above him. And a friend of mine used to always call me that because I would bet on something. The worst would happen. It'd be raining on my house only or my car only, or bad things would happen to only him. But anyway, you know, I bought Bitcoin after watching the price for a month. It was stable in the 600s for, I don't know, I've been watching it for about, you know, 2 to 4 weeks. And so I finally buy some. And after within 24 hours of me buying it, the price drops by 20%.
That's what you get for watching the price. You really can't obsess over the price of Bitcoin, because you never know what it's going to do. I like Johnny Ray's plan, where he spends like 10% of his income every week, or 10% of his paycheck, on Bitcoin, regardless of what the price is. That really helps kind of average out the amount of money that you spend. And it makes it so you're less likely to be as aware of what the price of Bitcoin is if you just kind of have a regular buying habit around it. I like that. I don't particularly adhere to that, because I already have some Bitcoin and I'm just holding on to them now. But I would say hold on, man. Don't just sell the Bitcoin. I don't know if you're tempted to sell it to try to cut your losses, but I'd say be patient, because odds are good it's going to bounce back.
Well, I can't sell because my money's in this pending until it clears my bank, so that's the one good thing, I guess. But two quick points. I learned from your show that counties come from the word count. I didn't know that until about a week ago on your show.
Yeah, me either.
And then the last point is, your last caller, I guess the guy from Michigan, sounds just like Dr. Wayne Dyer on audio. I don't know if you've ever heard of that guy, but he sounds just like on audio, but I listen to a lot of Wayne Dyer, and that guy from Michigan sounds and Kurt or whatever sounds just like him. That's my that's what I'm done. But anyway.
Hey, Corby, next time I listen to Wayne Dyer, I'm going to think of Kurt just to see if it sounds the same to me.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, Corby. I appreciate hearing from you. And let's go to Amanda. She's calling from Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great.
I'm just calling in a little bit about the animal rights stuff. I feel that animals do have rights. Like at all these places that slaughter all these animals and they're all getting injured and hurt, and I feel that animals do have rights. They do have rights because they should be living without pain and suffering. I am a vegan, and I feel that animals have the right to be able to live in peace without harm, and animals should not be abused.
So let me ask you this. I think that this is interesting, but for a philosophy to be for it to be moral, it has to be universal. If we, for instance, everybody stopped eating meat tomorrow, what would happen? I mean, you'd have all these big feral pigs running around, tearing everything up. They'd be a mess. Dairy cows, udders would be splitting wide open because nobody's there to milk them. Who's going to eat the chickens' eggs? You're going to have varmints are going to be running wild eating these chicken eggs. I mean, it's going to create a really weird world, isn't it?
Not really, because they have sanctuaries. They have sanctuaries that they can live on, and they'll be fine for living on sanctuaries.
But what do we call those sanctuaries, farms?
Yes, they're sanctuary farms.
So in sanctuary farms, do people eat the chicken eggs, and do they milk the dairy cows?
No, they do not.
What do they do with the eggs?
What happens is that the eggs end up raising new chickens and everything, and all these factory farms that are killing the meats and everything, there's a bunch of male chickens that end up dying because they throw them out alive. And I feel that they should be able to live in freedom and without pain and suffering.
Have you ever lived with a rooster?
No, not really.
At about 6 a.m., I feel nothing but pain and suffering is what I want to give a rooster.
I would not mind listening to a rooster in the morning because it's a perfect alarm clock.
The rooster gets up a lot earlier than you do. Anyway, that's not my point. So, I mean, you could leave eggs to rot, and that's one thing. It's another thing entirely to let a dairy cow's udder split wide open in front of you because somebody doesn't milk the thing. I mean, those animals are going to be really, really in a lot of pain. They're going to get they're going to get bound up. What are you going to do about that?
Amanda, hang on. I want to give you a chance to answer Mark's question here. So we're going to bring you back, if you don't mind. Stand by. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Amanda doesn't think that animals should be slaughtered, it sounds like, but can we humanely kill them? Is that possible? Free Talk Live.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network, along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, the article that we barely scratched the surface on so far, Johnson has 11... allegedly hypocritical things that need to be called out about libertarians. We'll get to that here if we get a chance. But your calls and thoughts come first. We've been talking about animal rights, this idea about animal rights. Mark, you say that animals do have rights.
Indeed.
I say that they don't. And Johnson, you are on the they don't have rights side.
I'm on the I would love for them to have rights, but they don't.
So we would like to get more of your thoughts. And of course, if you value your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data before it gets to your internet service provider. Now, your ISP is probably keeping records of every website you visit, every search term that you enter. Some cases for as long as 5 years. You can stop that right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab their app. There's one for Windows, another for Mac. If you're an iOS user or an Android user, you can get mobile smartphone versions of ProXPN. Plus, if you're a Linux user, setup's a little different for you. You need to email ProXPN. They'll send you back the instructions that you need to get ProXPN working. But ProXPN's a great product because it helps protect your privacy online in more than one way. Not only does it encrypt your data, which means that the ISP doesn't know what you're doing anymore, but also they'll protect your location. When you've got their premium account, you can select different ProXPN servers around the world. So if you want to make it look like you're in the Netherlands, for instance, you can just select their Netherlands server, or Singapore, or Prague, or London. If you're going to be doing torrenting, by the way, with ProXPN, and you can do private torrenting with their premium package plan, You'll want to connect to their Netherlands server because that's where the best privacy protections are. So you can protect your privacy. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can learn more there. And when you're ready to sign up for their premium package for unlimited bandwidth, for the ability to select your preferred server, for the ability to privately torrent, you can use our code FTL20. That gets you 20% off the price of the premium account. And that's for the lifetime of you having the account. That's a great discount. FTL20. That gets you the 20% off. It brings the price down to $5 a month when you order their annual plan at proxpn.com/FTL. You can go there and get started right now for free. Proxpn.com/FTL. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, by the way, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online browsing habits. So, again, use code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. Let's get back to Amanda in Maine. Amanda, you are taking Mark's position and going even further with it. Mark says Absolutely. Animals have rights. You agree with that, but Mark has pigs, not at the moment, but he has had pigs and probably will again this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a cyclical thing.
You've had pigs, and you have slaughtered those pigs, Mark, and as what you believe as humane a way as possible. I don't know if you should use the term slaughtering, if it's humane, but you've killed the pigs in what you believe to be a more humane fashion than, say, some of the factory farms. But, Amanda, do you disagree with even the owning of or the killing, the as humane as possible kind of killing of animals?
I don't disagree of owning the animals, but I disagree with killing the animals and harming them because they have a right to be able to live. They have.
How can you believe that someone can own an animal if the animal has rights? Wouldn't that make the animal their prisoner?
You have a point there, but I mean, think about what about a dog and a cat? We own dogs and cats as pets. A pig can
sure.
be a pet.
And there are lots of animal rights activists who believe that that shouldn't be happening. That is slavery.
I mean, a pig is as smart as a dog. They have the
same. That's the God's honest truth. And you know, so the philosophy on my farm is a really great life and one bad moment. I mean, we're all going to die. And at this point, you know, we live on a planet where people eat the flesh of animals. And I have decided that, you know, the commitment that I've made is that I don't want to eat animals that have been tortured in factory farms. So I'm going to make an effort to get my animals from farms where I can see how they're raised and see what things are like, including my pigs where they're, you know, right outside of my house. I don't have the time and energy to do pigs and cows and, you know, milk cows and chickens and the whole deal. But a friend does chickens and another friend does cows and we just kind of work it out that way. So, you know, there's a step in between here, but I think some of the difficulty is if I just, you know, if I didn't keep my chickens in a pen and put them in at night, I had chickens in the past, raccoons and foxes would come along and eat them. So I have no responsibility to take care of a chicken if I'm not going to get eggs and meat off of it. So why would I?
I mean, I'm not pushing my views onto people, but everybody has the right to freedom of their own views and everything.
Sure.
But
well, no one accused you of pushing your views. This is talk radio, and you get to share your views.
I agree, because everybody has the right to put their views on the table and debate about things, which is awesome. And, I mean, I don't, but with all these factory farms, I don't agree with them being tortured and because
but you don't agree with farms at all. I mean, it doesn't sound like you agree with any killing of any animal. And obviously, you're not.
Oh, I'd do it if I could. I can't live this way.
You're not willing to force your viewpoint on others, Amanda. And I appreciate that. If you can persuade people to come on board with your viewpoint, that's cool. Of course, it's very unlikely that's ever going to happen in any kind of meaningful, popular way. Because
well, I
people
think you'll
like
probably see
meat.
You'll probably see some kind of lab-grown meat, which is going to sidestep all of the.
Yeah, but you know, they're still gonna, even if it's tasty, Mark, there's still going to be the people that believe that it's better to grow an animal and kill it. It's
well,
more natural.
A lot of the meat that we get in the stores that for vegans is based out of tofu. A lot of it's made out of tofu.
You don't call that meat, by the way.
It's called meat, but it's not really meat.
Bean curd.
But it's made out of vegetables and all kinds of stuff. When I get my protein, I get from beans and And the whole mess of the stuff out there with protein.
Amanda, I want to thank you for the call and thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Lauren is in Utah listening to KZNU. Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
Hey,
hey,
what's
on
your mind?
Just responding to Amanda here. Unlike Amanda, I'm not a vegan, but I am a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda's problem.
So what kind? What are we talking about here? Eggs, milk?
I do eat eggs and I do eat cheese, but I don't eat meat.
What about fish?
Rarely, and that's the one exception I make.
Okay. Out of curiosity, why is it, and I'm not badgering you, I just kind of want to know, why is it that you think it's okay morally to eat a fish as opposed to eating, and I assume you're a moral vegetarian as opposed to just sort of a dietary one.
Actually not. I'm a dietary vegetarian.
Okay, never mind.
For assuming,
the question doesn't matter then.
Yeah, it's not a moral issue for me.
Okay, great. Okay.
Now, Amanda, her issue for me is that she lives in a theoretical world rather than a real one. I used to do business in Rajasthan, India, which is northwest India, and I've traveled there several times, and boy, I'll tell you, that, and this is not a criticism of Hinduism at all, but if you want to see what the world would be like where we don't kill any animals and they run free, you need to go to India. I've traveled the entire world. I've lived in Africa, I've lived in China, I've lived all over. I've never been any place dirtier than India. And the principal reason for that is animal feces everywhere.
Really?
I remember the first time I went to the Taj Mahal, it was in June, summer, absolutely the wrong time to go, but you walk down this alleyway to get to it, and of course there are animal feces everywhere, and the flies were so bad that I had to consciously keep my mouth closed while breathing in order to not inhale flies. It was
delightful.
Yum. Oh man.
It's horrible. I saw pigs walking around the street with what looked like their uterus hanging out their back end and with cancer growth on them.
Oh, hang on. I want you to be able to tell more of your story if you'd like to share it with us. Hang on, Lauren. We'll bring it back.
I want to apologize to everybody who might be eating.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control here at Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on joined the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want right here. Toll free number 855-453. We've got Skype as well. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online, and there's all kinds of great features on our website. You can grab archives that go back to late 2006. They are all completely free. You just go, click, and download, and they're yours over at freetalklive.com. And now, with video. Now, you won't find the video files at freetalklive.com. You need to go to our YouTube channel for that. You go to youtube.freetalklive.com. That's where we've been uploading every night for about the last few weeks, last month maybe, every episode of Free Talk Live. Now in full episode form, so a full three-hour-long file goes up every single night. So if you want to, if you've missed the show and you want to see what happened in the studio, usually it's us talking in a microphone, so it shouldn't be a real shocking video content, but for those of you that like to watch the show when it's live, if you miss it live, you can now see it in playback form on YouTube. Every night's show is uploaded, so go and grab them, download them, watch them, share them, whatever you want to do. Go to youtube.freetalklive.com, and of course our audio archives are always available at freetalklive.com. You just click and download as many of those as you would like. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, brought to you by ProXPN. We've got Lauren on the line in Utah listening to KZNU. Lauren, you were telling us about this idea of that our earlier caller had, that all animals have rights and they should just be allowed to be free. She did say that some animals she'd be okay with people owning. Or maybe just in general she was okay with people owning animals. But the other proposal from certain animal rights activists is that the animals shouldn't even be owned, that they should just be free to roam. And you said you had an experience with that in India that was pretty disgusting.
Yeah, you know, one of the issues over in India, we're not talking squirrels and chipmunks, talking large animals, camels, donkeys, pigs, cows, all roaming around, and if you haven't seen it, you need to go and actually witness this. And the problem is it's a health problem because of the feces that are just everywhere. One time, my wife and I were being driven in a city called Jodhpur, and this cow, and of course everybody stops for the animals when they walk across the street, but this cow that just looked deathly ill, you could see its ribs. It was just horrible. As it crossed the street, it lifted its tail and out came just diarrhea. It wasn't even solid. And, of course, it sprayed all over the road. The problem is then all of that gets driven over, gets put up in the air, people breathe it, and then they get sick. And it truly is a health problem. Because nobody owns these animals, nobody takes care of them. And that's
wow.
where the problem comes in.
Well, you know, and another thing that another reason that this philosophy is not tenable is that animals have predators, but humans are going to be simply unwilling to live in harmony, supposedly, with, say, mountain lions, tigers, and things like this. Don't forget, there's not just farms that would go feral at this point. Zoos would, too. So, you know, I mean, are we sending all the tigers back to India? I'm sure they're going to be delighted to have them.
Should you also allow the tiger or the bear that is loose to maul you?
Well, I mean, right. That's a great question. I mean, you know, do I have to carry around a little .38? Because I can assure you, I don't have the same experience with knowing when a human's going to attack, or when an animal's going to attack me, is with a human's going to attack me. I find myself to be threatened if I'm anywhere near a predatory animal. Like, I immediately feel threatened. When I'm in the water, I will put my hand in and touch a manatee. I feel threatened by large animals. So, I mean, that's just that's the end of the story for me. Exactly how are we going to deal with that? Because I'm pretty sure the people in India, they kill tigers.
Well, and think of your children outside playing and some large animal comes along. What are you going to do?
I guess you just have more children.
So you can replace them.
Survival of the fittest, if they can't outrun.
I have no idea. This is such a completely untenable position to me, the sort of vegan position. The best I've been able to come up with is, look, I eat animals, and the animals I eat have lived a good, healthy life. They've eaten good food. They've been able to be out in the sun. They've scratched around in the dirt. And, you know, at that very last moment, they're treated as best they possibly can. The pigs get a quick bullet in the head while they're eating some food. They never knew what happened to them. The chickens are held upside down and stroked, and then their throats slit. You know, that's what we do.
Well, guys, you know, my only suggestion here is anybody like Amanda who espouses that type of philosophy, buy a round-trip ticket to India, spend a week there, come back, and then see if you still feel the same way.
Thanks for your call tonight, Lauren. I appreciate your personal experience, and thanks for making the phone call to 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. One other point about animals and rights, the idea that animals have rights, which, Mark, you say that they do.
I think they do.
I think that animals should be respected as beings with consciousness, and we should treat them humanely as possible.
I think, what is consciousness? I don't know what that means either.
Well, that's another question entirely.
Some people would claim that if you don't know what you are in a mirror, like sometimes the dog will bark at itself in the mirror mm-hmm. because it doesn't know what...
Sometimes dogs will recognize themselves.
Sometimes they will.
And dolphins definitely recognize themselves in mirrors, but that doesn't mean that animals that don't have consciousness. They just have a different level of consciousness. But consciousness is a whole other discussion. The point I wanted to make was, again, going back to the idea of rights should be reciprocal. Rights are an agreement between people. Rights don't actually exist. It's just an idea that people have come up with to make interacting with one another more successful over time, to allow humans to respect one another in certain ways.
See, I disagree with you. I think rights do exist.
Well, that's a fantasy on your part.
Well, do you think the property ownership exists?
Rights exist as much as government exists, which is to say they don't exist, but people
Does
believe
property
in those
ownership
things.
Exist?
Again, a good idea. Property is another idea that man has
yes,
put on
it's
top
an
of
idea.
Something. Yes.
Ideas exist. We
Only
we
as
operate.
Ideas.
We, yes,
and you
indeed.
Have to have the same ideas in order for them to be respected mutually. So the reason, one of the reasons why animals don't have rights is because they won't respect your rights. So an animal.
Are we talking
instance,
about all animals as though they're the same? Whatever ridiculous collectivist
well,
crap
animal,
that is. No cow's going to bite your head off, dude.
Right. Not every animal is going to kill you, but the cow very well is not going to care about your property rights. It's going to walk right onto your land.
Sure, so, plenty of people have been killed by cows.
stampede or something like that.
Kick to the head in some cases.
So, again, they don't understand
usually
the concept of
rights. They're molesting their ninnies. I think that once somebody starts pulling my ninnies, that I have the ability to get them away from me.
Anyway, my point being that the animals do not reciprocate, and so therefore they don't have rights. Let's go to Jeremy is in Alaska. But again, that doesn't mean they shouldn't be respected. They shouldn't be treated well.
Lots of people don't reciprocate rights. That doesn't mean they don't have rights, right?
Well, again, now we're getting into a different area. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
And if a communist like you steps on my property, I will stick my dog on you, man. Because, you know what I mean? You like step all over the place, man, because my dog does have a right, and I have a right to stick him on your ass if you get out of control.
What time is it there, Jeremy?
I will stick my pet on you, and my dog has a right because I will pull my gun out and blow your head off if you get out of control. So my animals do have a right.
Speaking of being out of control.
It is 4:55 in the afternoon in Alaska.
At least 4:55, yeah.
Yeah, it's 4:55.
Is there more than one time zone in Alaska? I think there might be.
I think it's Alaskan daylight time.
Yeah.
Right now.
What time is it right now, Jeremy?
It's a 4:56 p.m.
There you go.
Yep.
Is the sun still up right now?
Yes. Man, it's bright as hell out of here.
Yeah. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, though. But how many?
My chickens have a right. My chickens have a right. My dog has a right. And I'm not sure about you, Ian. I don't like you too much, but Mark, I love the hell out of that guy.
Thanks, Jeremy.
There you go, Jeremy. I don't think anyone could have said it better. I really appreciate the call tonight. Thank you for really wrapping up that discussion. The toll-free number, it's not wrapped up. If you want to call about animal rights, in fact, you didn't have to hang up. There was a guy on hold who wanted to talk about animal rights. I didn't mean to make it sound like we wouldn't talk about that in Hour 3. We certainly will. If you want to talk about it, you're welcome to bring up whatever you want. I'm certain we have not brought up all of the points about animal rights in this last hour. You may take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That is the toll-free number. Absent your calls, we will go on with the 11 alleged things that are hypocritical about libertarians. We'll find out here in Hour 3 coming up.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard-of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.